The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Well, that does bring us nicely to our first item for consideration, and we do start in the United States, where last night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, contenders for the Republican presidential nomination conducted a debate of a caliber sufficient to cause Reagan to turn in his nearby grave. With the presumptive nominee, former President Donald Trump, finding better things to do with his evening, it was an opportunity for Haley DeSantis, Christie Ramaswamy, Pence, Scott, and Burgum to position themselves in the event that Trump is otherwise occupied come next November, breaking rocks in the hot sun. Here is some of it.
And it's not the fault of anybody who's involved.
Some of us are paid to
buy lines. Excuse me. Thank you for speaking while I'm interrupting.
You said buy paper.
If I may finish,
you can't be on both sides.
Gentlemen, you'll have your turn.
One of the challenges
is listen up.
We please focus on the issues that matter. We know business in China.
There was a fair bit more where that came from, and I'm joined with more now by Simon Marks, a chief correspondent from Feature Story News in Washington, D.C. Simon, does that clip we just played give some indication of why Trump felt like it was not the most productive use of his time?
Oh, I think that's absolutely right, Andrew, and I think you've encapsulated it almost perfectly. It was excruciating. It was a national embarrassment, and that's the opinion of one of the participants, Governor Ron DeSantis of the Sunshine State of Florida, who shortly after the debate ended went into the spin room and told Fox News, which had hosted the debate, that had he been home and found himself watching it, he would have changed the channel. This was a two-hour squabble between the also-rans in the race for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Donald Trump, as you know, did not attend this debate. He did not attend the last one. As soon as this was over, his campaign put out a statement saying that it was boring and inconsequential, and immediately called on the Republican National Committee to stop any further debates from taking place. I think that's highly unlikely to occur. But Donald Trump's argument, of course, is, look, I'm 40% clear of all of these people who were squabbling on the stage in Simi Valley last night. Why on earth would I waste my time going to debate them? And there was nothing in last night's program or performance by any of the seven candidates on stage that I think will be leading Donald Trump to question that calculus.
Is it clear what any of the seven are attempting to do? I mean, I suppose it's an opportunity to increase their visibility, etc. But at this point, given that apparently insuperable lead Trump has, are they genuinely still trying to reel him in and become actual challengers for the nomination? Or are they trying to position themselves as potential vice presidential candidates, future cabinet secretaries, etc.?
Well, I think the answer is a bit of both, and it depends on which candidate we're focusing upon. I mean, clearly, figures like former Vice President Mike Pence, who's broken totally with Donald Trump, has no hope whatsoever of serving in a future Trump administration. He is genuinely, I think, trying to save the party from another election cycle in which Donald Trump is their standard bearer, and absolutely used his appearance during the debate last night to kind of bring the party back to its ideological moorings. But then there are other figures up there who may not go on to win the presidential nomination, but are certainly trying to be viable for the future. And they include the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. You could argue that Governor Ron DeSantis, if he doesn't win the nomination, and it looks very unlikely that he's going to, might be seeking some sort of national office instead of simply remaining down in Florida. And then you've got the new kids kids on the block, like the biotech billionaire Vivek Ramaswamy, really trying for the first time, second time in this debate, of course, to establish their credentials with the Republican Party as possible future leaders in future presidential elections. But the difficulty they all face is that Donald Trump currently appears to be enjoying an insurmountable lead. And there are so many of them that unless the field is very rapidly winnowed out, and I think we're going to be seeing behind the scenes moves by some of the funders, the supporters of some of these candidates, to try and come up with, you know, maybe two or three that could be viable challengers to Donald Trump rather than this scattergun of different candidates that are out there at the moment. Unless the field is winnowed, Donald Trump has got this game to himself.
I mean, what has been the tone of American media response to last night's debate? Is there any suggestion that there was, for what it may be worth, any kind of winner?
Well, there is, of course, no singular monolithic American media response. Fox News, of course, is macerating in the debate, and all day today has been showing what they claim are highlights from it. MSNBC, the left-leaning news channel here, has been excoriating all of the candidates for various claims that they made, and also chiding them for failing at any point during the debate. And it wasn't just the candidates that made this failure, that the moderators did as well, to ask a single question or raise a single point about the 91 criminal indictments that Donald Trump is facing in various jurisdictions that could, of course, see him jailed for decades to come. That seems like it was quite a considerable miss during this debate, but it is illustrative of the fact that the candidates challenging Donald Trump are scared of alienating his core grassroots supporters. They didn't want to go after him too hard and too fast. So there were, you know, we had Governor Ron DeSantis saying that Donald Trump was missing in action. We had the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, describing Donald Trump's decision to skip the debate as that of Donald Duck. But they didn't go where they could have gone, which was to say to Republican voters and the American electorate writ large, how can you possibly be supporting a man who is facing 91 criminal charges already, with possibly more to come? And that gives you a real sense that even these candidates recognize that Donald Trump, to some extent, may be unassailable.
Simon Marks, thank you for joining us.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 619 through 625. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.